No, this is not true. Actually, the NCP is insisting that the referendum should be carried out according to a transparent procedure and without any actually influence of any of political parties, SPLM or NCP. And if the regulations of the referendum grant that the referendum will be transparent, be fair, without any influence or any effect by any of the political parties, and also with just monitoring and observation. In this case, I think that the referendum will be will not be carried out. And I think both partners now are working together, and it is on their benefit that this referendum will be out according to transparent procedure and just procedure, so that the result will be subject to be acknowledged by the Sudanese people, by SPLM, by NCP, and by the regional organizations like African Union and Arab League and other international organizations, as well as United Nations. This is, I think, what's now going on, and there is no doubt that and there is nothing to say, there is nothing that proving that the referendum will not be carried out, because now there is a seriousness by NCP and SPM for the period arrangements of referendum and the post arrangements of referendum. And now the time is running very, very, very quickly, because now the time which will be left for referendum less than 6 months. And now the whole Sudanese people are ready for this referendum, and I don't think that there will be any obstacles to hinder convening of this referendum in the scheduled time in the beginning of the year 2011.
Why do you think people criticize the NCP of not being a willing partner and trying to do everything to undermine the referendum?
This is actually only it is something not real, actually, because also election, when that election carried out for some months, a lot of people are saying that NCP didn't want didn't want election, whereas in so many occasions NCP asserted and confirmed that the election will be carried out, and up to the last moment before the election convening of 10 days or 15 days, a lot of people were saying the same. This repeated now, the people, some people, especially the opposition and some other also organizations, especially international and regional organizations, they who have agenda against the government, they try to launch this propaganda that NCP is not ready for referendum and is having fear of the result of referendum. But this all is not correct. It is a rumor only. And when the time of referendum comes, all the people will be astonished that the referendum will be carried out. And I can say 100% that as I am an NCP leader, that referendum will be carried out, it will be transparent, it will be fair, and it will be also not affected, the people of the South will not be affected by any views or opinion of any political party, and they will have their own will to say either yes for unity or yes for secession. And NCP, more than one time, hundreds of times, confirmed that NCP will acknowledge the result of referendum, whether this result is secession or unity.
Dr. Obaed, some people are saying that the North is arming some people in the south to destabilize it militarily, so it will create the sense of instability in the south. Is that the case? Is that what the NCP is doing?
No, actually, this is something false also. It is not correct, because since the beginning of implementation of CPA, the whole south is under control of SPLM. And even SPLM now will not allow some people to move inside south from town to town. And they have a lot of restrictions. And even NCP has a very, very minor share in the government of the south. And even during the last election carried out, some NCP nominees that not allowed even to launch their electoral campaign. And everybody, even the international regional organizations and even United Nations mission, which is called UNMISS, monitoring the implementation of CPA in the south, they know that the whole south is fully controlled politically, administratively, by the Sudan People Liberation Movement. That is why nobody will understand this accusation, and this is actually refuted by what is now on the ground and what is practiced by SPLM. And NCP has no power now and has no way to arm any part or any parties or any group in the south, as now SPLM army is everywhere there, and the police even is the police of SPLM, and even the civil service departments controlled by SPLM. And there is no way actually for NCP to intervene in the policies or administration or security of the south. That is why I don't think that this is this accusation have any aspect of it is not true completely. And this is not me to say like that, but if you come to Sudan, you can see by your own eyes that there is no existence of any domination of NCP in the south, as NCP is now fully under the control of SPLM, and there is actually an independent, like an independent, semi-independent government in the south, which is by SPLM.